learning about Gemara. We're up to Chav Hey. It's a hard Gemara to understand. It's a Galata, but it's difficult to understand. Okay, Machikin is an avolus v'sakibros. You have to distance things which generate a foul stench. You have to distance carcasses and cemetery and bursiki, a tannery, mean ear from the city, a minimum distance of chamishimama. Ain oisim bursiki, and if you're going to make a tannery, you should make it el mizachir on the east side of the city, because the east wind that blows from the east, Rashi says, generally speaking, unless it's there to punish us, is very calm. So the smell that comes in, the westerly winds are strong, other winds are strong, and they bring the smell in. But if it's on the east side of the city, the easterly wind is not that is very calm, and therefore the smell won't be so bad. Akiva says, so you can make it any direction you want, chutzmar, okay, the west. Because the western wind is very strong. Umarch, and we'll soon see why we think it's because it's strong or because of other reasons we'll see. Because we'll see Shechilim and Ma'ariv. Umarchi chamishim amma. And you distance yourself 50 amas from the city. It's not clear if he's saying that only the west 50 amas, or he's saying all of them are 50, but west never. Umarchikin as a mishra, you have to distance that where you soak the flax, min ayerek from the vegetables, with akrishin and the leeks, min habetzoli from the onions, with a chardla, and the mustard, min the bayan from the bees. If you remember, because the mustard, the bees eat from the mustard, they go back and they ruin their own honey at beehives because they're all, you know, spicy and everything else. So therefore, you're a mazik. And Rabbi Yossi Mati Bechadu, he says, no, in the case of chardl, the guy from the chardl said, you think I'm a mazik, you're a mazik, because your bees are eating up my seeds, so we're both mazikim. Or Rabbi Yossi generally holds that it's the nizik's responsibility to avoid the hezik, not the mazik. So first of all, Rabbi Kivi Bailu, Rabbi Kivi Hechigam, what's he saying? He's saying every distance you can be close next door, except the western side, you have to be 50 amas away, and then you can make it. All directions 50 amas. Chutzamara, the west, there ain't no oisek klal, you don't do it all. Tashma coming here. Tashma coming here, the time we learned. Rabbi Kivi says, every direction you can do, Marchi Chamif Yama Chutzmar of the West, the Einu Oisa Kali, you cannot do it all. It's often. It says over here clearly the Braise that every direction is 50 in the West, you shouldn't do it at all. I'm the Rabbi Nachum, I did it. What do you mean because it's off? It's coming. What do you mean it's coming? The West don't do it all because it's Chir Ilam, it's Tidi Beruch, that has more winds. Amarav, Dalad, Beruch, is Menashe Chol Yoyim, we hasn't gotten every day that four winds blowing. Beruach, Tzvaini, is in Kulan, and the northern wind is there to temper it and is in all directions. Because this is a very tender wind, Shilmole Kate, it wouldn't be from the northern wind joining in. Ain't no Ilam, wouldn't be able to exist him for 1 minute. Why? And a southerly wind is the worst. That's the westerly wind. If Rabbi Kiva is worried about the worst winds, and why he's telling us, don't build a tannery on the west side, he should have told us, don't build a tannery on the south side. Vil mole benats, and it had not been for this malach called Neitz, Shemamida, that holds back, the southerly wind was destroyed. Shemamida, it says, we get southerly winds over here, it's cold. The Arctic winds. Says a pasuk, Hamabi noscha ye ove nates. This mal nates, Yifresh Knofov, spreads out his wing, Letayman, on the southerly side. So therefore, what? It protects us. Elamite, Dib Shechina. Now, Kiva holds that the Shechina is found on the westerly side. I'm sure Levi. Boy, even Nachzik Tovel, I'm saying, we should go thank and appreciate what our ancestors did. Shadiyu Mokit Fila told us exactly which direction Davin. The Chesiv, it says, it's Svash Maim. It says it's Svash Maim Lachom B'Shtachvim, that the heavenly bodies, they bow down to you. We know that they rise in the east and they set in the west. And you tell me when they're going to the west, they're bowing down, they're bowing to the Eibishter. So therefore, they're going to the Eibishter on the westerly side. That's what he's saying here. When you go to a king or you go to the Rebbe, when you walk away, you walk backwards or backwards. Maybe the stars are, maybe the Eibishter is in Mizrach, and when they're going to Maidiv, they're facing the Eibishter and they're going backwards. Maybe Shechid is in Mizrach. Kasha, Taker Kasha, don't know, no die either way. But Rabbi Isha holds, you Rabbi Kiva say that the Shechina is Bemaidiv. I hold that the Shechina is Bechol Mokum. I hold that the Shechina is everywhere. Rabbi Shah Majesty, it's about Ato Hashem Avdecha, Ato Sita Shmaim, that Shluchecha, your agents, like a Shluchi Basadam, are different than any other human Shluchecha. Wow, how do we say that? You were saying, you're the only one. You're different than any other Mishalech. How is Abisha different than any other Mishalech? Because Shluchecha, like Shluchi Basadam, Shluchi Basadam, in Makam Shem Shalchim, Shamachzim, Shluchusim. Ordinary Shluchim, I'm in Yeshiva, and I sent somebody to Shluchi, he comes back to Yeshiva to report to me what happened. Abu Shluchecha, you're Shluchim, Lemakam Shem Shalchim, Misham, Machzim, Shluchim, wherever they are sent to, Lisham, wherever they are sent to, that is where they report, because the Abish is everywhere. It says in the pasuk, "Hashalach brokim." Send out these thunders v'yelechu, and they will go. They'll tell you where they go. Hinenu, you're here. In other words, where they're going, the Abish is there as well, so they can tell them. Have to come back to report. Everywhere. So Rabbi Yishmael holds the shechinah everywhere. After Rabbi Yishmael holds the shechinah b'chamakim, Rabbi Yishmael also holds the shechinah everywhere. Rabbi Yishmael minayin shechinah b'chamakim, how did the shechinah everywhere? It says, you know, Malach adoy bebi, it says, the Malach who spoke to me, Yaitze goes out, and Malach acha Yaitze likros soy, another Malach, by Zchai, it says, I sent one Malach to measure Yerushalayim because I want how long and how wide, because I wanted to build a wall. And then another second Malach came along and said, no, prosatate Yerushalayim, there's no walls, Yerushalayim will spread everywhere. And they both sent from the Eibishter, and yet the second Malach didn't come from the same place as the first one. He came right there where the first one was. The Eibishter is everywhere. Everywhere. So we have Rabbi Kiva holds the is a Maidiv, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yishai holds the Shechinah is everywhere. And then we had them facing more brachas. Which direction should you daven? The Mizrach. To Yerushalayim, the Mizrach. Which is the third opinion. Yeah. Sorry? Actually, no one says the Mizrach. They say that he is in Yerushalayim. We daven toward Yerushalayim. So wherever you are in the world, you daven Yerushalayim. So in the northern hemisphere, daven Mizrach, because that's the way to Yerushalayim. In this side of the world, we daven either Tzofen or Maidiv. No, that's a machlekes. Rabbi Kiva says, even though Hashem is everywhere, but the Shekhinah that we daven to, the Madrega Shekhinah, is a Maidiv. We say it's in Yerushalayim. That's in Yerushalayim. And not like Gemara here doesn't branch, not like Gemara here says it's a Maidiv of a Chol Makom. Chol Makom can daven any direction, as we'll see in a minute. The Afrab Sheishas, Afrab Sheishas holds. Tezer has a question. In the Beis Hamikdash itself, the Shekhinah is b'mayruv. And he answers that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though the Kodesh HaKadoshim is in the mayruv side of the Beis Hamikdash, when you walk in the very western room, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the but when you walk into the room, the Shekhinah was on the Mizrach side. So the question is, you look at the building or you look at the room? Only thing is, he says here that the Orem was in the Mizrach room, and we generally say the Aron was right in the center. Jeremy said the Aron was right in the center because he measured the Aron on one side is 10 amas to the wall, he measured the other 10 amas to the wall, which is the Aron's right in the epicenter. He says right here, Aron Shashchin Shcham, you can see when Aron Shashchin Shcham, Mizr Beis Kachi Kachi. Doesn't bring a mocker. He just said that the Aron was on the east side of the Kodesh Kedoshim, which the Gemara Yuma says that the Aron was right in the middle, and the big nest was that whichever direction you measured the Aron, you know, Makam Aron, and even Amidah, whichever direction you measure the end of the Aron, it's always the same, which means the Aron was the epicenter of the room. How do you reconcile that with this thesis? I'm sure they talk about it, I don't know. Anyway, we're talking about Vaita. How do we see the Shit is everywhere? You can stand, I'm blind. You can stand, you can position me any direction you want. Levar mixed Mizrach. I don't want to daven Mizrach. I want to daven Mizrach. The Lam Mishum the Lazy Bishchina, because Shin is not found in Mizrach, it's everywhere. Elam Mishum the Moiruba Mine, the certain apocursion, they dafka, you select a daven Lahabdul Tameka, they used to daven to some Mizrach site. So he said, let's not daven Mizrach. So as he says, we're showing him, today we don't have these kind of Oedavid Zara, so we daven Mizrach, no problem. But Rabbi Bo Amar Shchinah, my Rabbi is Shchinah. He holds like Rabbi Kiva Shchinah Ma'ariv. Rabbi Bo, my Uriya. What does it mean when it says Uriya? Uriya is Avir Ka. Uriya is Avir Ka. What do you mean Uriya? Rashi says he heard that the word Uriya actually means Ma'ariv in Persian, or it means Mizrach, which is Avir Ka. This is the space of Hashem. The Shchinah is in Ma'ariv. The space around Hashem is on the eastern side, and he's facing Mizrach. So it comes out that the space is Mizrach. So Uri is either the word Uri means Ma'ariv, which is Avir Ka, so the Eibush is found in Ma'ariv, or Uri means the space. And if the Eibush is a Ma'ariv, then the space is a Mizrach. Omri Yudim, I see, but the Apostle, we say in Hazinu, Ya'ariv kamotolichi, my Torah drops like rain. Drips like rain, Zuruach Maravi, that's the western side, it comes from the back, Shabbat Me'er Pesheloilam, it comes from the back of the world. Ma'ariv is always called Ocher V'Kenethoni, Ma'ariv is always called the back, end of the world. So therefore, it's called Yarev Kamot Lichi. I made the wind from the Ma'ariv, because the Eibush is the Shechinah B'Ma'ariv, and he faces the Mizrach. So he's looking at Mizrach the whole time. It's like the Ma'ariv is the end of the world. It's called the Ach of the world. From the back of the world, Tizal Katali Rossi. That might, like my doom, my word should come down in this world. Zuruach Tfoini. That's the northerly wind. Shemazel Zov. The northerly wind cheapens the price of gold because the northerly wind brings heat and famine. And therefore, who cares about money then? We just want a little bit of food. So therefore, it cheapens the value of gold because you can't really buy anything. It says in Pasig Hazolim Zav, because when there's a famine in the world, money means nothing. Gold doesn't mean anything. Nobody's interested in investing in all that, or gold jewelry. They want to survive. So we see the word Zol by gold. Kaseidim alei desha, like raindrops on the grass, the easterly wind. Shemesaedes galah ilam, kaseid blows on the whole world, like I say, like the demons. Kaseidim alei esa, like drops on the grass. Zuruch drami, the southerly wind. Shemaila revivim gadel, something that raises the rain and makes the grass grow. So the Eibush makes winds in all four directions. Tanya Rabbi Loimer, Rabbi Lezer said, Oilam really, the world like sadro daima. The oilam, the world like sadro daima, is like a porch, a three-walled porch, and the fourth side is open. And this is the Rai that the daima. This is the kasha they ask on Rashi. Rashi is like sadro, generally has no walls, and Tosfos brings sadro has three walls missing the fourth, and this is the Rai. The world is similar to an sadro, and the Medrash says the reason why I left the fourth side open is, and in case somebody says I'm God, let him close off the fourth side. What exactly does it mean? I have no idea. Ruach Tzvayin is Eina Mesevevet. The Maram of Prague and others learn this, or Ruch Hazik in Yonim. But the Gemara seems to be saying it's a Gashmi.
Did actually say Nevi'i Nach? Somebody said, I can't remember. He said he's God. I don't remember
what he
said. He said he's God.
The Pari used to say that I'm God. Leo Oiri Van Yisrael. Pari said that I'm God. Ruach Tzvayin is Eina Mesevevet. The north side is not covered. So therefore, why the fourth side? What happened? The sun, it's like the world is flat, and comes to the north side, you fall right off. So the sun, when it catches the north side, there's nowhere to go. The world ends. So it goes back up. It goes up on a level, and then it comes right back. So this is how it works, according to this opinion. When the sun comes to the northwesterly corner, nichfefes, it bends back, and at night when it bends back, when it goes above the sky, it comes back and starts all over again. Yes, so the sun goes from the east in the morning, it rises in the east, and it's on the southerly side of the world, goes all the way to the west, and then there in the north, the wind picks it up, and it brings it back along the northerly side, but high up, so that we don't see it anymore, and it comes back, starts all over again. Rabbi Shoyim Rashi said, no, the world is like a box. It has walls on all four sides. The northerly wind it surrounds all the time. What happened? The sun gets to the end at night, to the northwesterly corner. It goes through a window because the world is a box. It goes through a window. It goes through a window. The sun goes through the window and goes out of this world, goes to a different place, and then comes back. The Gemara in Pesachim of Pesach Dalet has a whole discussion. Shneimer says, "Hoylech el dorim." The wind goes, the sun goes to the south, v'seiviv el tzofen, and then it goes to the north. So we're learning this. Hoylech el dorim, by day it goes now the southerly wind. So it traverses along the southern part of the world, the hemisphere, and it goes to the other side. And then v'seiviv el tzofen v'laila, and at night it goes outside of the world, it goes to the window. And it comes back. Seiviv, it's that the pasuk says, Seiviv, Seiviv, Heilich, Haruach. That Seiviv, Seiviv, Heilich, the wind goes around and around. Baal Svivais of Shavaruch. And then it comes around, it comes back. What do you mean? Elu Pnei Mizah, Pnei Maidav. Shepamim, sometimes, Misavos, and Apamim, Malachasim. Sometimes, it depends on the long days of the summer. The long days of the summer, it spends most of the time in the southern, it goes to the southern world. And then it goes up in the northern, it's very short. And in the long days of the winter, it goes through the southern part of the world, and then the summer is very short, and the nights are very short in the winter. This all goes according to Rabbi Lezer that says that the world is like a porch. From the room, it'll go to the end. That's Ruach Dreimis. Umemezorim Kara. That's Ruach Svainis. That means that what? The door opens up and lets it go through. And then it says, Menishmas al yiten kerach. And from there, there's no, no Zurach ma the westly wind. And the Ruach ma Ravi, wind. The Ruach of Mayim, the Mutzik, Zer Ruach Mizrachis. Which means that the southerly wind makes cold. Think about Ma Ruach, he just said the Ruach Dreim is Ma'al Aviv, and gets something that's good, it brings rain. That's good. Like Kasha, Hod Asim Mitter Ben Nechusa, the Bishop Chusa. If the rain comes down calmly, then it's a good thing. If the rain comes from the south with a southerly wind and it comes calm, it's a good thing. But if it comes very strong, like it pours down, which is from the Mizrach, then it's a bad thing. And a southerly wind mixes in, then it's a bad thing. Omrav Chizat Maidach Siv, it says in the Pasik, Mitzofen Zav Yasa, from the north will the gold come, Zurach Svein, the northerly wind. Shemazel Zav, it makes gold cheap. Muki make gold cheap. From the day between destroyed, it never happened. The southerly wind brought rain. Shenemet says, Vayigzayin al Yamin. He made a gzeda on the right. The rov is hunger. Vayichal al smol v'leisaveyu. And he made a gzeda on the left, and they didn't fill them up. And they didn't fill them up. So we see that. So what all we know is that on the right side is hunger. Which wind is the right side? Uksivin says, Sofen v'yemin atabarasa, the north and the right. So what's the right? The right must be south. The southerly side, you created. So usually Sofen is more right than the more left. But here we're saying, Sofen v'yemin is that the right, the southerly side can bring hunger. The rain does not come down. Shenema, it says, Yiftach Hashem l'chazat tzedatayv, the Eibishter will open up his treasure. When Eibishter, when he didn't do the right thing, the Eibishter gave the rain plentiful. When Eibishter, when he didn't do the right thing, the Eibishter gave the rain plentiful. When Eden are not living at Yisrael, every time Eden were victory at Yisrael, Yisrael became a big desert. Now the desert is blooming because Eden are back. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says the famous Gemara, Haroitze Sheyachkim, if you want to become smart, Yadrim, you should daven facing southward. Ushiyash, you want to become rich, Yatspin, you should face northward. V'simanach, to remember, because in the Kodesh, Shulchan, which represents wealth, is Betzafan on the north, and Meneida, which represents name Mitzvah Torah, is what? Bedarim in the south. Rabbi Shimon Levi, I'm good, you down in the middle. That's right, each one in a different direction. Or Rabbi Shimon Levi, La'olam Yadim, always go south, which is intelligence, you know why? Because of intelligence, you'll be with a Shosa. When he's given the choice, what he wants to be, what did he choose? Intelligence. Because through intelligence, you'll also get other things. Shneimer says, Oidech Yamin Bimina. Because what does he say about Teda? Teda will give you a long life, and Bismayla, you're covered. Teda also gives you Oishir and covered. What else do you want? Good, healthy life, living a good, comfortable life, and mentally, I'm covered. Beautiful. A famous question that I forgot who asked already. So there's a famous saying which no one knows where it comes from. And whoever does not run to cover, Hakodav runs after him. So the question: if a guy doesn't want covered, so why are you giving him covered? You're punishing him. He doesn't want covered, so why are you giving him covered? It's not fair. What's pshat? Hakodav roidav acharav. Why? Because he doesn't want it.
Depends how genuinely he doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm. No, such a person doesn't want covered. He taka deserves covered. He won't take it. What's wrong with covered? What's wrong with covered? Covered is that you become arrogant, that you take it, that it's personal, that has some entitlement, and therefore you expect certain things. But if the guy doesn't want covered, so therefore he doesn't take it. as a sekumtum, so you won't take advantage.
Now, what you should expect is not covered, not bowing down, it's just respectable behavior, that's all. Masculine behavior.
Kol ha-boreach min ha-covered. You shouldn't even expect that either. It says you should be from the Nelovim Vein and Oilvin, Shemecha Pasan and Vein and Mecharfin. That's what we should be. No, we.
Be rotten to me.
I'm doing a good job. Have fun. Weiter. What are you talking about? The same Rishon Levi said Shechina is b'mayde. What do you tell me? You should daven south. Because that's Teda. You said Shechina is west. You should daven west. You daven southwest. So the same thing over here. Now the problem is, how can you daven north south? North is wealth, and south is a chachma. It's a bit hard to daven north south. So you keep on shaking. You see people davening, their heads are shaking like this. That's what they're doing. North. No, I want this. I want that. I want this.
Now there's too much
davening. Too much shmoneser. When we say davening, we mean shmoneser.
But even in shmoneser, there's the vada and then there's the bakasha, right?
Yeah. So which bakasha do you want? They're both bakashas.
No, but the whole thing with the shechina is like it's about Hashem.
Yes.
Here, it's about what do I want?
But the first three and the last three bracha. You daven to Eibushter because this is the Eibushter one. So we need to know which direction you should daven because that's where the shechina is. How do you know how to move?
No, in the concept.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fair enough. You also want Davin to Abish to ask you for your personal brachas as well. Who are you Davin to?
Right, so I'm sensing that's the
Isha
and the
Kavit,
those things.
Oh, okay. Kigin Atin, you, the Yasvit, this Gemara, I never understood, we have it a few times already. You people who live in the. Rav Chanina said to Ravashi, who's from Bavel, you people live in the north of Eretz Yisrael, Adrimu Adrume. When you daven, you should daven facing south, to Yerushalayim. Umanola and Haino the Bavel is fine, so Haino's Bavel is suffering, it's all the Kaima, the Chibit says, Mitzofen, Tipotara, that all the bad will be spreading from north. I'll call Yoshua others. Now, what do you need a posse for? It's a geographical fact. Obviously, it's not. Because if you look on the map, Iraq is actually. East. In fact, what is the bubble called Eretz Yisrael? The Ma'arava, on the west. Because if you look at the map, it's mainly the east and north, but mainly east. And yet the Gemara always calls them a Tzafon. So that's why we have to bring a pasuk that even though it's east, but it's northeast, and the Kvetch here is on the north rather than on the east. And how do we know that? From the pasuk. So once the pasuk labels Iraq as Mitzafon, then you need to daven Dorim. Yeah. You want me to move my mustard from your bees? Move your bees from my mustard. They're eating my leaves up. And the Chachamim say, no, they're not. They can't find the seeds, and the leaves grow back anyway. You distance the tree from the pit, 25 amas, because the roots will break the pit of chruvah shikma. When we talk about a boxer tree, or you talk about a sycamore tree, chamishim amas, they have much longer roots, 50 amas, whether it's above or whether it's higher up the mountain or low, makes no difference. The roots go everywhere. If the guy built the boy was first and then you decide to plant the trees, kites, you have to cut the tree down, but the nice has to reimburse you because it's causing you a loss. Because right now, when you planted the tree, no damage happened. So even Kodach Chami that said you shouldn't have done it, but you can't say that you should have a loss. The Im Elon Kodim, but the tree was there first, and the Balaboy had no right. Lo Yoke, they go, I should cut the tree off. I was here first. Sofik Zek Kodim, Sofik Kodim, Lo Yoke, don't cut it down. No. Since it's not on them, it's not that the Mazik has to be Marchik, it's an Izik, so even if the boy is the first, Lo Yoke, you shouldn't cut it. Except we have an exception, which is Bein Shaboy Lamat, we'll see in a minute, Bein Shaboy Lamat, Lamayla, whether the boy is below, down the incline of the mountain, and the tree is above, Bein Shaboy Lamayla, Vein Lamat. Abishlam, it makes sense, Boy Lamat, Vein Lamayla, the tree is above, Ka'ozlin Shashi, Mask of the boy. We understand, the roots will come out and break the walls of the boy. El Boy Lamayla, Lamat, the boy is higher up the mountain, the yellow is the bottom, Amai, the tree goes underneath the boy. What's the big deal? The roots weaken the foundation of this bird because it makes all these holes. And it ruins it afflicts a damage on the karka of the bird. Obviously, the tour of Kahana, because we lived in the Baba Kamar of Kahana, was a Talmud of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. So this is a different Avkana altogether. We actually had a taste of the two Avkanas because we had a whole discussion. Was Avkana Koyin or wasn't he a Koyin? So it must be somebody else. So, Havamim, we said, Moidi Rabbi Yossi Begida Didei. Rabbi Yossi is Moidi if it's your arrow. In other words, if the damage happens as soon as I do it, here in the case of the tree, it takes years before the damage happens. So he says, I don't have to do anything to avoid it. But where I cause damage straight away, I do. Papi Yoina, interesting name of a guy. Papi Yoina. Papi, that's an Italian name, isn't it? Hey, Papi. Papi Yoina, his name is Papi, and the city came from Yoina. Oni Veheshit, he was a poor man, became very wealthy. What did he do? Bona Avdar, he built a palace. Havehanach Atsure, Bishvivoshi, those people who were pressing olives in his neighborhood, the Chavadaike, Shumshmi, whenever they used to press. And they used to press over there, the poppy seeds, Avdonia. The whole ground was shuddering, including his palace was shuddering. Also, the Kamravashi took him to the Taylor. Travashi, Omle, Kehavin, Bed of Khan, Havanina, where I was kind of said, the Moise begin a delay. Over here, as you are pressing it, that's when the shutter is happening. So this, you're causing the damage. Not like you're doing something and in a year or two or 3 years down the track, something's going to happen to the ground, becomes, it'll start vibrating in places. No, it's happening immediately. That's Gita delay. Gita delay, even Rabbi Yossi is made.
That was real time.
Yeah. Become a, how much does the ground have to shake before we say, hey, this is a problem, we got to move them away? Deny it as much as it moves, nichtaba apuma de chatzba. As much as you put a barrel on top of a wall and the cover on it, and the ground shakes, that cover moves like a little earthquake, a little tremors in the ground. If the tremor causes you put a pot on top of a wall and you put a lid on top of the pot, that lid, you know, shakes around, that's a tremor, and then they have to move away.
I felt an earth tremor here in Melbourne.
When? Oh, I remember there was an earthquake here. Or something, wasn't it?
I think it was a 3-point-something. It was in 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday night. I was still up, although I felt it in the kitchen. I first thought it was a big truck going in the street. I thought, truck's not coming.